got to keep playing, keep progressing. It's my goal each week is to keep ascending, keep getting better each week. There's some things last week I could have done better. So I'm looking forward to this week to improving, and it'll be a good test against Buffalo this week.
What's the biggest change between the start of the season and where you are now?
For myself, I just been grinding since day one. That was my biggest thing, is to prove everybody I can play at this level. And, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I'm going to continue to do that.
I know we talked about it last week. You said you felt comfortable with Chad just because of the amount of snaps he had been getting. Having an extra game where he is, in fact, the starter, does that help?
Oh, definitely. The more reps you get with him, I think practice helped too. You get more comfortable with him. Like I said before, he knows where we're supposed to be. We know where he wants us to be. So, with that being said, sky's the limit for the offense.
One of the things that, based on what you and Justin are doing, and Mercedes to a certain extent too, it doesn't appear that the teams can afford to put eight in the box at this point. If you get the running game going, I mean, you kind of play some what if, but the running game really gets going again, and when Maurice gets back, he's going to see something he hasn't seen in a while.
It's going to be exciting. I agree. It's going to be exciting. We got the passing game going. Like you said, Maurice comes back, you got to respect him, and then you got to respect the passing game. So it's going to open up a lot of things for the offense.
This would have seemingly been a kind of season that a lot of teams may have packed it in, or guys would have packed it in. It doesn't seem like it happened with this group. Why? And what have you seen along that?
Coach is big on sticking together and fighting to the end. So that's what we're doing. We got 5 games left. We're going to fight our heart out. We're going to continue to play hard, continue to ascend and get better as a team on all 3 phases of the game.
What is it, though, about coaches will always say, don't give up. Why does this team respond so well to that?
We believe in what he's saying. We believe in the process. We know we're better than our record right now. And, we want to improve our record this year and then, get ready for next year. We want to improve and get ready for next year and be a contending team for the playoffs.
I heard you might have a nickname.
Maybe. I heard, CSI Jacksonville. Guy from NFL Network, Ibar, gave me that. So that's fun.
C-Score,
I like. I like that. That's a pretty good nickname. I think Gene Smith called me that through a text one day, C-Score, but that's pretty neat.
He called you on the radio.
Yeah, definitely. We feel good about what we've done the last couple of weeks, started to get the ball rolling a little bit. A big win at home in front of our own fans is huge for us, So, we feel good about where we're at. We've got to keep it going and hopefully go get another big win.
For the most part, you kept the Tennessee run game in check last week. Big challenge this week. Buffalo can run football.
Yeah, I mean, they're running it as well as anybody right now. Spiller's an explosive guy, makes a lot of game-changing plays. Fred Jackson is as solid a player as there is in this league. So we definitely have a big challenge ahead of us, but it's one that we're looking forward to.
Handful of games left, a 2-9 record. What's the goal now the rest of the season?
The same as it's been, win each game. Win one at a time, play the best that we can, give ourselves a chance. Those are the things that we're trying to do, and we've done that the last couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to doing it again.
You ever played in the stadium before?
A couple times. It's going to be different. I mean, we went there last year, in the preseason, but it's still going to be different, being on the opposite sideline and fans rooting against you now, but it'll be good. It'll be a good experience.
Will fans root against you personally?
I'm sure they will. Yeah, I'm no longer the hometown guy. I'm the enemy now, so that's part of the deal.
They're going through. They had a good start to the season. Have kind of tailed off here. You guys are starting to put some things together. It looks like. Is this two teams kind of passing in opposite directions?
I mean, we want to make sure that we continue to move in the right direction. Finally get a win. Division opponent, and now we get an opportunity to play on the road against another AFC team. So we want to make sure we try to build off this momentum.
Does the fact that the offense has had the 2 best scoring days the last 2 weeks, that give you guys a different sense on defense of what you need to do? And you don't have to be every single – you don't have to shut a team down clearly to still win?
I mean, defensively, that's great for us because it'll put us in some better positions on the field. Now, all of a sudden we score early, get a little bit of a lead. That changes what the opposing offensive coordinator can call against our defense. So that's huge for us because we know our offense is going to score some points.
Hey, when that 0-10 season ended, did you feel like that was going to be your last game of them?
No, I didn't. I thought I was gonna, once the lockout was in, go re-sign. But things changed in a hurry.
So surprised that they didn't come forth?
I mean, well, they did, but the you know, some things happened in the off season, and the fact that I was not, you know, I didn't play well in that 3-4 defense, mm-hmm. you know, my last year there, and that was going to continue. That, you know, it was going to be that style of defense again, and I just felt like, you know, that it didn't fit me. You know, I felt like I was no longer a fit for that group of coaches and for that defense. So, you know, so I had to mm-hmm. make a move.
Mm-hmm. Have you and Malarkey talked at all about the Buffalo days? Any conversations?
We know when he first got here and we first met, we you know, that we had that common ground, and you know, talked about where I lived, and he knew the area, knew the restaurants. But other than that, that was it. That was months ago now.
Yeah, yeah. When you came down here, you had to adjust to the heat. What is it about? Did you guys always notice when teams from Florida or the South would come up there, you had an advantage this time of year?
So some late in the year, yeah. I mean, because you know, guys just aren't accustomed to it. So just like when teams from the North come down here, you know, early in the season, you have that advantage. It was the opposite up there. You know, it gets cold, gray, and snowy. So yeah, it's something you got to get adjusted to.
Do you like playing in the cold, windy, rainy?
I mean, this is almost home to me. You know what I mean? Because you know, Western PA, Western New York, it's very, very close, obviously. So this is what I'm used to. You know, the heat is what I had to adjust to. You know what I mean? So yeah, the weather is that's the only thing I've known since prior to getting here.
This could have been a season the guys could have kind of tanked it. I mean, a lot of teams have started 1-9 and just gone mm-hmm. to the tank. Why didn't that happen here?
I think the group of guys that we have, the type of leaders that we have, high character guys that we know we want to do things the right way, and the fact that, you know, Coach Malarkey coming here and the things that he has stressed about staying the course, that's really had an impact on the team and a lot of the players.